Okay, we're holding by Simon Shin Pei and the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Aleph. I just want to point out one thing. There's, on the halacha which we had before of that the schus to walk through the schus of Jesus regal is oyser. We had a Shemanayin Chet was built on that concept. We'll see later on in Shin Pei Aleph that if all they can do is just walk through, they can't do anything else, that doesn't answer. It means that they have a right to walk through and, you know, put your things down, whatever. I mean, they have a right. They have some level of ishtamshus. Just walking through alone is not called. They have a real skus in the chatzot to asur. Okay, sifkat na'alav. Shashachach b'lo eriv. The case was one of the bnei chatzot did not make the eriv. Not good shashachach. Why do we say that he forgot? Because the truth is, this halach applies to you even if he intentionally didn't do it. Vashminu dafilu b'chegav na oisik shalabitol. The chiddush is the way around. Maybe you would think, in a case where a person forgot, because they were mekel, and they said he doesn't aser because he really wanted to. Saying no, even if he forgot, he's still going to make it aser. But the truth is, regards to bittul being effective, it's effective even if the person intentionally did not join. Oser aleihem. So the loch is he makes everybody aser to carry. They cannot carry out from their houses to the chutzah. Whatever's in the chutzah at the beginning of Shabbos that we saw before, that's not a problem. So he's mevatel his rishus to them, and he does not need to do a kinyan. So Mishnah Berurah says, why sukkah and gimel? The hurak siluk rishusa ba'alma, shemesalak atzma rishusa. It's not really an act of haknoa. He's being matan his rishus to them, more than rather he's being mesalak himself from the rishus. It's along the lines of which we had the person. There's a concept of akira's dira, right? We had if a person went away for Shabbos. So if a person went away for Shabbos, he was oikir dira. So he's going to, in a certain sense, be oikir dira without actively leaving by saying, "I'm not here. I'm without the rishus. I have no schusim here." But he's not really being makta to them. It runs along the lines of bitzel by chometz.
Not really being what?
Being max. Runs along the lines of bitzel by chometz, which there are. Because we showed him how bitzel by chometz works, Hashem will get there. Not so far away. One of the ways bitzel by chometz works is understand it's an act of hefker.
It seems fun.
But the other, one of the other ways that bittul by chametz works is along the lines of the person is basically makes it irrelevant by him. In other words, I have no significance by me. So my schus over here, the dir over here, is being taken away. Kadesh shalom yeser leim, he's making himself that he's not really has a schus rishus over here. And therefore, he can't answer. So therefore, it's not an act of hakno. You're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. Because it's just an act of siluk.
Being bathed on Shabbos.
What's the difference between siluk and hefka? Declaring something hefka.
Siluk is basically it's not really a haknoa concept. It's not an ownership issue. It's more a usage issue. Mm-hmm. Whereas hefka is an ownership issue.
Oh.
He's saying for this day, you know, he's saying for this day, I have no intention of being here. I'm not really using it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just a guest here. It's along the lines of being Arkadira for a day. The Bir Lacha points out that there's no din of that we had before that Kimon Shehutra Mitkila Shabbos is Hutra, so what we should say something Kimon Shehutra Nesra. Getting a Shabbos, he wasn't Mevatel, he weren't allowed to carry. He's Mevatel on Shabbos, L'chero, now it should be too late. Right? L'chero, we should say such and such. The Allah points out that that's not so.
So you're saying that basically if someone leaves for Shabbos, he really doesn't have to put the food down because he's out of the picture.
So we would be away for the whole Shabbos, right?
Yeah, if he knows for sure he's going to be away, he's going out of town.
Yeah,
so
correct.
Say,
right.
And if he lends his house to somebody else, Does that somebody else have to bow? We say a guest is good for a while.
Oh, we had before. That was a lot.
I remember that. I'm trying to remember what. I remember we discussed, but I remember what conclusion we came to.
Pasha is a person just there for his guests for one Shabbos.
We doesn't have to put. Even though he did, even though the Balabos never put the food down either. In essence, in this case, nobody put the food down. That's how I remembered it. This wasn't possible.
What?
If there's Arkham, even if there's Arkham Rab and one Balabais, it works.
Yeah.
Nisarech Bechot, Vilad Nisarech provides with Niatsu, and Lenisarech Derech Kebo, Ella Shashimim Pochus, and our Sabbath Nechotzer, everybody's Mother to carry. End of Shinai.
Yeah. I remember that.
Right. Okay, so Bittul works on Arab Shabbos. Bittul also works on Shabbos itself. Okay, that's the first Bir Lacha points out. After Mishatek Shabbos, well, you don't say well Nesra. So you can do it.
We could learn that that Yigavim of Atlan Shabbos maybe from Taka from Pesach, no?
I think if
Pesach comes out on Shabbos, the Yigavim of Atlan Shabbos.
It's not exactly the same because over there you're being mavata before the Zman Iser of Chometz. Shabbos over here, the beginning of Shabbos. Even if you tell me a bit the works on Shabbos, the problem is maybe it's too late because since Eruv is defined the beginning of Shabbos.
Yeah.
So beginning of Shabbos, this group was Osir to carry.
Right.
So maybe being Mevat on Shabbos wouldn't help.
It's too late.
It's like too late.
Yeah.
So the Bir Lacha just points out that's not true.
Why isn't it Taka too late?
The Nesra the Mitzvah Shabbos. From Malkum Hani Bittul, can you see here? Bryce at the Afayin on the base. In Bittul Rishus, Loi Meshchinim Amash and Nesra Mitzchilas Shabbos. It becomes a Bittul Rishus because Zal didn't define it by the fact at the beginning of Shabbos it was also. So it's actually Gemara. The Gemara's Loshen is called Kol Shnesra the Mitzvah Shabbos Nesra Kol Shabbos Chutz from Bittul Rishus.
That's
the word Lashon. So it's explicit. The word says exactly what the lumbness is. The word says the fact that it's different. Okay.
You could be Hefker something. If you're Hefker something, you could still use it. Make something Hefker. It's different than this. You could still
correct,
use it.
Correct.
You say its ownership is different than usage.
Right. So he has to say a separate bittul to each person. It's not enough that we say when he was about to one, he planned it about to everybody at that point in time. His goal is that it shouldn't be osur, so he has to be about to all of them. Well, he did that. We don't say that. We don't say when he's speaking to one, it's like he's speaking to everybody. But rather, he's just speaking to that one person. And therefore, so he's mevatel to one person, it doesn't help. But vis-a-vis other people, he's an entity. And there's more than one entity in this chotzer, and they can't carry. So that fellow he's mevatel to can't carry either.
Is he allowed to make that the person he speaks to a shliach? Tell the others.
It's not too much telling the others. It's more that he has to act and involve himself to all of them.
But if he says to he finds one guy and he says, tell everybody that in the chutzah I'm on the run. I'm late. I have to go away for Shabbos. I'm late. So tell everybody that I'm out of the picture for the Shabbos. I mean, why would that be less than any other shlichus?
So it's not so much the person. It's not them knowing about it or him informing them. He has to be mevatel to them.
Okay.
So,
They would have to, maybe, the only shabbat of their own, if maybe they would appoint this guy as a shliach for them to receive the bittul.
Who would, I lost you.
The Menei Chotzer, in other words, the Mevatel has to Mevatel himself to Reuven and to Shimon and to Levi, to Yehuda and Yisachar.
Yeah.
Right? So he goes to Reuven and says, I'm making a shliach to tell everybody else. It doesn't
right.
help. Because he has to Mevatel, he can't. The only shabbat would be maybe let Shimon make Reuven a shliach to represent Shimon. So now Reuven comes and says, so Yisachar, Yehuda, Levi, and Shimon all appoint Reuven as a shliach. Mm-hmm. So Reuven comes to him and says, listen, I'm the sheikh of all of them, be mevatel yourself to us.
Oh.
See, he's representing them, right? But I can't make you a sheikh for them.
Oh, so the operative thing is not that he's saying it, but they have to hear it.
He has to do Maisa Bittel to all of them.
So even if he makes a shliach, it's only he's taking care of his end, but then he's not caring. He's not
being about himself to all
he's
of
not,
them.
He's not taking care of their end because they need to hear it more than.
Not sure they need to hear it, but he has to do an act of Bittel to them. Right?
To them.
Right.
But theoretically, as you said, if they all made.
Yeah, maybe it should work out. I'm not sure. Right?
You all made what?
Shlichus. Okay.
It's kind of interesting that we could be stricter on this than actual deraisis that we allow shlichus. I mean, if we're going to say that he can't make a shliach and they can't make a shliach, then we're stricter on that than deraisis.
Well, we find by certain things by Mealy. Something which is just an act of words. There is there's more in Gittin that you can't make a shliach on just words.
Oh.
There is a Tosis. The Mordechai quotes. It's called the Kaddish Miradush. Radush was the name of a city in France, and the Kaddish. I imagine probably was either because he was. Or because he was killed by Kiddush Hashem. The Kaddish Miradish says that a Dibur, which would be a Gemar Maisa, you could make a Shliach on. It's only a Dibur which is part of the Maisa. A Dibur which would be the whole Maisa, just a Dibur that he holds, you could make a Shliach on. And that's a Maisa we do. The Ksos quotes of Mordechai and says like that. But Pashi reading more than more saying that there's no Dibur. Shlichus is either on a Maisa, but general shlichus is on a maisa. This is not a maisa, it's just that it's on a state of being.
Uh-huh.
I am you, I'm not really you. I can do something for you. Right?
Yeah.
Right? But that I am you, I'm not you. You know?
Right.
That's the place you find the chiddush like that is shlichus Kabbalah by Nisha, by Get.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
But the more has a special pasuk for that. And that's why they're trying to point out, because I would never be able to learn out from others after shlichus.
Because
it's not really.
Wow.
Your normal case of shlichus. Shlichus is the Kabbalah by Get. Because basically what the person is doing, he's not doing any maisa, he's just passively standing there and having the Get served upon him. She doesn't need a kenyan.
Right.
She just needed
to had to go into her rishus.
Right. So it's like he's, you know, even though his name is Reuven, really he's Leah for now, right? He's an acting Leah.
Right.
Oh, that's a Bechidish. How are you Leah?
Yeah.
Right. So the more that, you know, the more that has a special policy for that. That's why the Chacham said you would know it from regular shlichus.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that because I was thinking of getting when we were going.
The question is, do we then learn from there everywhere else? And we say, no, that was an exception. Fine. We don't say that. No, it's enough if he says. Rishusim mevatelus lachem. He doesn't say lachol, 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 lachol. He says I'm mevatel rishus to all of you. Okay, mashal the day rishel lo mahani kasham lekuchem means the first thing to hold you have to say explicitly for you and for you and for you and for you. Why did you say lekuchem? I mean, I don't say you have to mevatel to all of them. So they're all standing there. So you mevatel to all of you. It's a fascinating taz. The time comes of a taz. So taz comes and says lachem. What's wrong with kuchem? The problem with kuchem is. Should the Baal Ma, we pass a rubik a kuloi. So when I say kuloi, I might mean rubai, because rubai is kuloi. Okay, in the Yomer Lekulchem, after the Kavanah Sirach, arrive mehem. So it's not a clear deeper when he says Lekulchem. The Taz says this actually, says it over here, but the Taz also says it in Tefillah Rosh Hashanah. It says in Tefillah Rosh Hashanah we say, Melech kol olam kuloi bichvei dech. So what's kol olam, what's kol olam kuloi? He says, kol olam is, we'd say, rubik kuloi. It's not clear what you mean when you say kol olam. Kol olam kuloi means, that means mamash everything. So then you can ask the kasha, let the guest over here, I'm about to call the kulchem, you know, okay, I don't know. Fine. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, according to this, Mashal Kasab and Machaber Bereshit Sif Rishusim Vitalis Lochem, so, which is double, it's a plural lashon, and then that works to you, but that's not enough. You have to say Lucha, 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 Lucha. Right? Hasam Mari, show you Rak Shnayim. So if there's only two other people in the Chatzar, and he says Lachem plural, then he can't say, then it's clear what he meant. He meant the both of you. And that's all he has to say. So there Lachem would work. But when he says Lachem and there's many, that would not work. Didn't Masal Yerab, the Iker creation.
What?
What
about when he says Lachem and
there are many? He says Lachem works. That's the case, there's only two people. Or two other people.
When there are many, one.
The quantity of the sheet wouldn't work. You need the chal, the chal, the chal, the chal. Okay. The din of masik el yirabba, the ikur, the kiyash amrim, the mani gam kisham lekulchem, kulchem also works. But the chal zekash amen neged kulam v'amr lehem b'loshin zeh. They have to be present. So he's saying to them, who are there present, I'm being about myself to all, to you and to you and to you, or to all of you, however. But he's talking to them. Okay, now if he's about the Rishus Hashtam, without specifying, he means the household. So he only means the Chatzar. Koshki don't remember Rishus Chatzari, but he says specifically, Chatzari, they're in a bias with cloud. He's only about the Rishus and the Chatzar, not in the bias. So then the law is, in regards to the chotzer, everybody's allowed to take out from their houses to the chotzer, and he can also help them take out items from their house to the chotzer. But you cannot take out from his house to the chotzer, because his house isn't mevutal. So that's a separate entity. He cannot take out from his house to the chotzer. Neither he nor they can take out from his house to the chotzer. Maybe it's the chotzer. Shreilo bitul and rishus beis, so he wasn't mevatel the rishus of his bias. Not only they can't, also he can't. So lemmer, also the hutzi mebeisah lechotzer. She lemmer al beisah shuhu kareach boy. She lo bitulam. He's not an areach in his house. He wasn't mevatel his house to them. So in his house, so his house is like his rishus, and the chotzer is their rishus. He can't carry from his house to the chotzer. So the yeshem says the tzarch lino beisah. He has to actually shut the door also. Because he wasn't about the Rishus Beisah. So then we're afraid he might come and take care from his house to the outside, which is also. So they said, you have to shut the door. If he wasn't about the Rishus Beisah, so hey, take out from your house. In case where it's difficult to lock the house, you don't have to necessarily lock the house. Okay, that was the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Aleph. We did Sif Katan Beis yesterday. We did Sif Beis. Say that again. That's Mishnah Berurah and Sif Aleph. Now, Mishnah Berurah and Sif Beis. We did Sif Beis yesterday. Because without this Rishus Bias also, that everybody can carry from the house to the Chatzar. Yud Beis. Bein Hu Mi Beis. Hanala Akhar Shef Ziku. Now, but this is a law that he's allowed to carry out from his house to the chotzer. As I mentioned to you yesterday, there's a law we'll see later on. We always do this, right? That there's a concept called being reneging on his bittul. So if he's mevatel his rishus of his bias and to other people of the chotzer, then he goes into his house. He takes something out of his house to the chotzer. Everybody comes us. Because he's basically shown by a list to go into his house and do whatever he wants in the house. So what would have to happen over here first is that they should go to his house and take something from his house to the chatzar, thereby showing that they're the ones in control of his house. And once that's true, that he could also take, because then it's clear he's not acting as a balabai, he's acting as a guest. Haraya, they took They're the ones who are taking things out of his house to the chutz if they want. If he would go first, it would look like he's acting as a balabai, taking out from his house to the chutz, which would therefore make it, he's re-establishing his rishus on the bias, and therefore the bitl rishus wouldn't work.
But when he's mevalid, he's relinquishing whether they... why is it relevant if they used it or not? I mean, he's giving them the legal right to go in there. So they decide, because they have the legal right to go in there, doesn't mean they have to go in there. And if he goes in there, he has as much right there to go as they do. So
that's true.
Well, why do we have to prove anything?
That's true.
He said it. He went over to everyone. He said, you have the rights to my house. But that doesn't. But you're saying he's not taking away his own rights. So it happens to he needs something.
He's taking away his own rights. Taking away his own rights.
He has no rights to go in there then.
But he can. He's not worse than a guest. But that's a problem. If he's a guest.
Okay. So he's a guest. He happens to be. He's the one who needs. He says, "My house is open to you. You can go take whatever you want."
The problem is that.
So why should he be less than that?
He's not less than that, but the problem is, if he means to be a guest, he means to be a guest. But if he goes in there acting as a balabais, so then
it would look the same if he went as a guest or went as a balabais.
That's the problem. We don't know which one it is. So we're not going to let him. We need to make it clear that he's not the balabas.
But in essence, what we're doing is we're making him less than the others, because the others.
Well, he's an arayah, right? He's less than the others. They're balabata, but he's an arayah.
Oh, they're balabatim on his property.
They now, right.
So he is less than them.
Correct.
I didn't understand that. I thought he was equal. I thought they were all equal.
No, the point is he's mevatel his rishus. It means he's not the one who has the zchusim over here right now for the Shabbos.
So he's less than them.
Right, that's less. We call him like an arech baum.
And they're not. And they're
the balabatim, right.
Ah, I didn't understand that.
Okay.
So then he shouldn't be able to go in there at all.
So once they went in and took things, so it's like him helping.
Because what's he about? What is he machutin there? I mean, he's a guest. He can't go in and take what he wants.
Well, the same way they can go there, so they can let the guests go in and do something. Right?
But they're going in because they're owners in it.
Right. So
you're saying he's less than that. If they went in before him, so what?
But he's going in just like a guest, like we said. He could also take out from their houses to the chotzer because he's like a guest. You know, they're taking something out from their house to the chutzah, so his house is not any worse than their house. So they took hold of his rishos. And the Mishmar says if they did so, even taking out from their houses to the chutzah really takes hold of his rishos. How is that? Because as soon as he bought his rishos, they're a lot of carry. So they by enacting that out and carrying out from their houses to the chutz, so they said your rishus is balta. The equivalent of saying we've accepted that. If before they've taken hold of the chutz by taking out their houses to the chutz, if he will take out from his house to the chutz, we're afraid that what's happening is he's reneging on his bittul. We're back to the square one that nobody can carry. It's not only going from the house to the chutz, it's going from the chutz to the house, be the same problem. He takes something from the chutz into his house first, be the same problem, it'll be a bit. It'll be a chazar on the bit. Tamahat the kiman shabitl gam rishus beso. Nasa Areach Gomer Etzlom and Kim Shlonishal Rishus Shlobitl. By being mevatel his Rishus bias. He has no schusim over here. He's Mamash and Areach. Totally. He did not leave him any place for himself where he wasn't mevatel to them. Gimel. So the Mechaber and Gimel. He would like them to pay him. Okay, fine. Big mess over here. Pay me $10 and rent it from him. He doesn't want to just be mevatel. He wants to get paid. So some say it works along the lines of bittul. Some say it doesn't work. Gimel. Shenamoyel. Sirlo Latigno Siris Elabaakum Avalobi Yisrael. So some say that this halacha of Siris Rishus, which we'll see later on, was instituted from a goy, but not by, and specifically not by a Jew. The Achranim are trying to figure out exactly why that should be so. They're digging literally, like a machteris. They're digging, trying to come up with a pshat. What exactly is the problem? It's not an obvious problem. So the Tosfos Shabbos comes along and says the following sort. So it's the name of a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. So you say it like this. Why do Chazal institute by Goy that Bittul Rishus doesn't work yet and needs Sirus Rishus? Why did they do that? So actually Chazal's real goal was that in certain sense it shouldn't work. Chazal didn't want you living together with the Goy and the Chazal. So like, okay, you want to live in the Chazal, you want to carry in Shabbos, that's a valid need. So go to the Goy and rent. The Goy comes to the Goy and he says, you want to do what? I want to rent the rights for on the Sabbath that I should. He says, I'm not interested in selling to you. He says, I don't know. He says, no, I just want, it's not really, it's just fake. So that's like weird. Like, so what are you doing? You're doing some voodoo over here. I don't know. You're doing kishuv of me. I'm not interested. That's what Chazal really wanted. The guy's answer should be no. Right? And because why is it no? Well, the guy's not stupid. He said, last week he heard the guys talking, and one guy didn't. The guy said, I forgot to join the Erev. You know, can care. He says, oh, I'm about the Marishos. Oh, Bittul Rishos works. She says, okay. The guy said, I'll do Bittul Rishos. No, you have to rent. Well, what was that? I have to rent. And by then he has Bittul Rishos. Something's funny. Right? But if I did Jew, the Skiris Rishos also works, so nothing funny. So that's the problem. Tosfos Shabbos says you're not by making Skiris Rishos work by the Jew, you undermine what Skiris Rishos is supposed to accomplish by the Goy. So that's why the Skiris Rishos doesn't work. The sad that it works really that it works along the lines not so much that really it's Skiris Rishos, but it's not worse than Bittul. I'm agreeing to give over my Rishos to you, just I'm doing it for money. But basically, it functions as a form of Bittul. Mr. Bruyud Gimel Shana Moyel Sirlo De Lotit Do Skiris Rishos. The Magen Rambam says like this. He makes it a pshor. The bechol to kliyama yochel lehaskir to do skiris rishus from the Yisrael on the weekdays. That works. Like garmi bittul. That's not bittul. Not worse than bittul. Elad b'Shabbos also lizker the habi kimicha kumimka. And Shabbos only answer you have is bittul. We're not going to allow you to do skiris because skiris looks like mecha kumimka. In the halacha, Hayal Yerabu Poisik Dan Skiris Ma'elus Be Yisal Klal, it doesn't work. Kardel Yerabu, Alva Shari Achranim, most of the Achranim Mekinim is there. Then you may Achol Kemogen Avram. Other Achranim are Mekol, like at least on the weekdays, like Kemogen Avram said. So that seems to be accepted. If the Jew says, I'm not joining this air, I'm not interested, and I'm not give about the Mershas, but you pay me money, I'll join. So that's what we have to do. That'll work. Dalit. In b'nei hachotzer she'ervu mevatlim meshusim le'echot shloi erav. If what happened was one person forgot to do the erav, everybody else contributed, and now on Shabbos they decided that they'll mevatlim themselves to him. Okay, so suppose him mevatlim to them, they'll mevatlim to him. So lochos over there. So it works, but there's a limit. We said before, if he's about to tell them, they can carry from their houses to the chatzar, and he can also carry from their houses to the chatzar. Right?
Right.
But when the other way around, when they're about to tell him, who mutter lohitzim mi beis the chatzar, v'loi mi bateya. He can take us from his house and not from their houses. Im loi b'shevit the beferish gam rishos beisim, unless they're about to rishos beis also. But v'heim asurim af mi beis the chatzar, they cannot carry out. Okay, so why is that? Well, why just like that? He's really the balabas over here, and they're guests. So there are a lot of carry, like just like a guest is a lot of carry. So we don't say that. Why? Shane Rabim Nasa Urchim, Nasa Urchim, Itzel Yochid. words, I mean, also like, sometimes I can have a lot of guests, but in general, the idea where we're saying that you have a chutzah with all the one house being him occupied by him, five houses being occupied by them, that they're all here as his guests. That's not really what it is. People don't understand. That's not really what it is. You can't be perceived as such, and therefore it's not going to work. However, they were mevatel the rishus in the chutzah, so they have no schus in the chutzah, so he's allowed to carry. If they're going to carry from their house to the chutzah, they're carrying from their house to the chutzah as a balabai, it's not as an array. So therefore they would ask if they would carry also. Now there's only two people. One person mevatel to the other. So mevatel osur af b'shal chaver. So the one who's mevatel himself cannot. So it's one to one. Also, we don't perceive it as a balabais and as an arayat. We have a rabbim and a yachid. So the yachid to the rabbim is like an arayat. Chaver mutter af b'shal atzmoi. So if Reuven is mevatel, if Reuven and Shimon, and Shimon is mevatel to Reuven. So Shimon is usher to take from Reuven's items. Reuven can take Reuven's items outside. The word af, they take out the word af. Chaver mutter b'shal atzmoi, he's mutter in his own items. Chaver rabbim shal ervu, shenotzer reshusim the rabbim shal ervu. If you have two groups, and group A was mevatel reshus to group B, so that bittul will work, but they can't carry out from their houses because shafisha yochid nasa reich etzel rabim. A yochid can be an reich by to rabim. Rabim enam nasim urchim afilo etzel rabim. Rabim is not urchim even to another rabim. Well, a yochid etzel yochid nor a yochid to a yochid. Okay, shachu shnayim v'loy ervu. Two people forgot. So now you have. I thought the four were contributed to the Erev, two forgot. So what do we do in that case? Yichal mevatel reshusim. Shivat ha'cholechem mehem reshusa l'chol b'nei ha'chotzer. So Reuven can mevatel all of himself to all of to Levi Yehuda Yisrael Zvulun. And Shimon can mevatel himself to Levi Yehuda Yisrael Zvulun. So now they're both mevatel reshusa to the b'nei ha'chotzer and everything is fine. Whether the mevatel to the four which were ma'ariv, mevatel cholechem and mevatel cholechem. So we need Reuven saying a bittul to Levi and a bittul to Yehuda, a bittul to Yisachar, a bittul to Zvulun. I mean, it's Shimon saying a bittul to Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. So both of them have to mevatel to both. To everybody. So, or alternatively, that Reuven's mevatel himself to Shimon. The Reuven and Shimon did not do an Erev. So Reuven can mevatel himself to Shimon. So two people forgot to do bittul. So what happens? There's three people in the chatzar, and nobody did a be'er eruv. So two of them went to the number three, and they were both mevatel themselves to that one, that third person who also wasn't ma'ariv. Okay. So now we're left with they are both mevatel himself, and he's the sole owner of the chatzar. Alei mevatel mishnayim shlo eruv. You can't have shnayim being mevatel to shnayim. Beni mevatel rabim. If there's more than the case where I just gave it said that it works, it was three people. So this guy, when these two are mevatel to him, he's the only balabas over here. So now everything is good. But there's another person besides him who needs to be the balabas. And these two were not ma'arav together. So now they were ma'arav together, and these Reuven and Shimon were mevatel to Levi and Yehuda. But there's still Levi and Yehuda who make each other us. So what'd you accomplish?
Four married.
If Levi and Yehuda were not Ma'ariv, so Reuben Shimon Mavatif Levi and Yehuda doesn't solve the problem. Or if they're Mavatil to both of them, or let's say Reuben and Shimon are Mavatil to Levi and not to Yehuda. So it's good, it's right to what you accomplished. There's still Yehuda here, which you have to address. Ben Mavatim the Rabim of Erev Ben Imhu Yochin Shal Erev. Whether if the there was Levi and Yehuda weren't Ma'ariv, or Levi wasn't Ma'ariv and Yehuda and Yisrael and Zvulun were Ma'ariv, but there's still two units here. There's Yisrael and Zvulun, Yehuda and Yisrael and Zvulun, and there's Levi, two units. So now you're Mavata to Levi, we still have Yisrael and Zvulun. And even after the bittul, there's still two groups here. And that one group or one person will ask on the other person. So he said, listen, I'll make a deal. Tell Levi, so Reuben and Shimon tell Levi, we're moving about ourselves to you on the condition that you turn around and you move out to yourself to Yehuda. So now the only person left standing is Yehuda, because Levi is about himself to Yehuda. Reuben Shimon is about himself to Levi, with understanding that Levi will be about himself to Yehuda. And well, it doesn't work. Because the time they did their bittul, it wasn't an effective bittul, because there were still two people there. Okay. Yud Dalet. So in a case where they can be about themselves to one, and he can carry outside to for his house to the chotzer. He can't carry from their houses, and they're also to carry. So he's umater. The kibush shabitul loy rishus. They were about the rishus to him. Nasa chaterum ubeisoy rishus achas.
What Mishnah Berurah?
So he's allowed to carry from his house. So Nasa Chatzerim Ubeisar Rishosavim. Their chotzer, which they're Mavatal, and his house become one unit. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you. Mistamash Keshibitul Rishusan Labidlo El Chatzerim Levat. He can't carry from their houses because they weren't Mavatal their houses. If they were explicitly Mavatal their houses, that also would work. And he could carry from their houses, but they cannot carry even from their house. Not even from his house, they can't carry. Now we have a mibayis lechotzer. Mishnah Berurah has a gears off mibayis. Mibayis a katzar chlomer. He changes the gears. They can't carry even from his house. Ratzalim, lobi boy, the mibayisum shalpitlu aser lahoytzi. Obviously, they can't carry from their houses because the case was the mechaber's case was they weren't mavata their bias. So if they carry from their bias to the chotzer, he's going to ask. So they can't carry from their bias to the chotzer. Good. And not only that, they can't even carry from his bias to the chotzer. Everybody's mavatal to Reuven, let's say, his house. Now his house becomes one rishus with the chotzer. They can't gamkin also. They cannot carry from there to the chotzer. Why? Can a messiah? The lechashivi ka'archim ba'alma k'shem rabbi. They're not considered like guests. Just like guests. When they're a rabbi, okay. When they carry into the chotzer, hareiza kilo chozim behem. We're at some listening, but like we're showing, we're acting like a balabal, so we're using the chotzer. So that's the problem. Because we're going to run the lower minim is that. So the lower minim is the el kashem and mitzim bias the chotzer. Al kashem and machdisim chotzer the bias. This halacha that they're taking over again is only when they're taking it from their houses to the chotzer. When they take from the chotzer to the bias. Is it a mishtam shel bechotzer? We'll have a kibbutz on this because bechotzer to his house. Our value rabbi kosa b'shem har proposing shigam afnis the bechotzer the bias also b'chen kosa b'ever noiz. It seems that he seems to be inclined towards this value rabbi that he gives the marmer kibbutz on the bottom. So what's good? Rabbi Yerucham, Rabbi Yonason, Ritvo. If they would do hachnos, it would also be a problem. Okay, learn me them. We don't say they're considered guests. So they're chutzner and they're bias. So now your mom is a guest. Gam can also rabbi, they can't carry out. Maybe bay some, maybe bay side, the chutzner they can't carry outside. Shame ain't rabbi nasim urch. What's the learn? I mean, you can't have guests. I mean, a lot of guests sometimes. So, regarding Zeshem, Emes, and Chotzim, about some Shachlan. The truth is, really, that they have ownership over here. Elamai Wad, the Kadesh, Yehem, Mutal, Taltal, Mistalkum, and Rishosim. In order to create Heter, they're being Mesalik from the Rishos. And that we say, no, that a Rabbin can't become the guest of a Yach.
I'm not quite understanding how this is working. There, it's really, it's the Chotzim and the Batim are Shayach to them. But so in order so that they can
allow him to carry,
they have to remove their rishus.
So they're being misalik the rishus, right? So therefore, now they no longer rishus on the chotzer. The chotzer is basically just the front porch of his house, so he can carry from his house to his front porch. They have no rishus on the chotzer. Okay, well, if they have no rishus, they're guests. If they're guests, they can carry from his house to the outside. They can carry from their house to the outside. So their house they can't carry because they weren't about to their houses. But his house is one with the chotzer. So let them act like a guest and carry outside. Well, they're not really guests. We're not going to perceive them a rabbin to yachid as if they're guests. And so he said, hey, maserim af mi beis al chotzer. They can't carry out from his house. The Gerd Mishnah Brisker says, af mi beis. There was one guy, people might actually believe he's a Nereach. Everybody knows that they're not Nereach over here. They live. One guy said, oh, yeah, you live here anymore? You don't live here anymore. I had a funny mice once, uncomfortable mice. I was in a shul where the person was a certain Rav, and I walk in, and the Rav was there. Now, the truth is, he was no longer the Rav there anymore. He was somewhere else. And he was back visiting the towns. He stopped by the old shul. I thought he was the rabbi. I went over and asked him, you know, something to the terrorists, like the rabbi should make an announcement. He said, I'm not the rabbi here anymore. Like, oh, you sometimes think he's the owner, he's not the owner. You know, one guy living here, maybe he's a guest. I don't know, you know, what the, they, people can say, okay, everybody's a guest, and there he's the balabas all of a sudden. It's not true. They know that. So you can't give a dinam an reyach and thereby allow them to carry from his bias to the chutz. Because I'm going to run the filo karam a yachid hitzik na milmani. So he mamish used the chutz first. So he was hitzik. So they're being chutz from the rear. They're not being chutz because it's too late. He already took possession of the chutz. Doesn't work. So hitzik doesn't help over here. So then we're going to run. It's halted here. So we're holding the Shabura Siv Katan Yotes. Bez Hashem on Monday night, I have a chasm. As we've held this chasm. So I'm not sure whether I'm going to get a substitute or I'm just going to, we'll just skip Monday night. I'm not sure it's Tuesday. But the rest of the week should be regular. Next week. Say Wednesday night, is that a problem?
You're planning to what?
July 4th.